I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The so-called farmer protests in India have been going on for several months now and reached a boiling point in recent weeks. Indian farmers are angry over three new laws that they say will hurt their income, but the government says these laws will allow for greater competition in the market. Protesters clashed with police in New Delhi and agricultural workers in several states are on strike. The government has responded with arrests and internet blackouts. Approximately 58% of Indians rely on agriculture as their primary source of income, and farmers are the biggest voter bloc in India. As farmers and politicians discern the best way forward, Eric Moore said with Mission India says, as Indian believers represent Christ, pray for them to have wisdom.
How to navigate that and how to best resonate with the groups of people that are hurt or are struggling through the recent laws that were enacted.
And Lebanon continues to languish in a severe lockdown, desperately trying to get a COVID-19 spike under control. The country sees almost 3,000 new cases per day. Wissam Nasrallah of LSESD says this crisis has taken a special toll on the country's refugee population.
If anybody falls ill, they have very little access to any type of health care. They're suffering like most people and probably more from the economic fallout. In a situation of chaos, of tension, of panic, refugees can be a scapegoat. We've heard, for example, a local party declare that once Lebanon gets vaccines, Lebanese needs to be prioritized. They need to get the vaccine before the refugees.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free at missionnews.org.